Hello and welcome to episode 26 of Tibble Nibbles. So last week I went to Sakagura in Piccadilly to try out their new lobster ramen, which is in collaboration with Shoyu. The price for me was £12 instead of the usual 19, and I thought that was probably worthwhile going and having a look. Sakagura is on Heddon Street, just off Piccadilly, and I hadn't been there before, but it's a very nice little sort of U-shaped street with lots of restaurants on, which is probably worth a look if you're down in that part of the world. So this place isn't cheap. I looked at the menu outside, and just for an example, their meat bento set, it comes in at £25, and then you can have sushi, which is £39, and then the yakitori you can have sort of between £4 and £5 for each skewer. So I went in and the layout's very nice. They have, just as you go in on the right hand side, they have some privacy booths. They have booths where you have little curtains that you can draw across, but the rest of the place is fairly open. There's a bar on the left hand side, and at the back there's a semi-open kitchen, so you can see what people are doing while they're there. I ordered to start off with the lobster spicy tonkotsu ramen, which, as I said, is £12 on the deal. I'm not sure whether it's still on. I don't think it is. Or it's £19 as a regular price. And then allowing for myself to leave some time to order some extra things if that wasn't very big. Now, I had seen the pictures for the ramen, and it certainly wasn't a bowl full like you would get at Bone Daddy's or at Tonkotsu or somewhere like that. So I thought, well, I better try it and then see how full I was afterwards. It arrived and it looked really nice. It was a proper sort of picture on plate sort of thing. So you had ramen, and then you had a nicely cooked egg, and you had the broth, and then laying on the top you had half a lobster tail still in the shell. You got a wooden ladle and some chopsticks were already out on the table. Now, a couple of things that I will say. One is the shoyu ramen broth is much lighter than the standard ones that you get from Tonkotsu and Bone Daddy's. So if you like your ramen to be sort of really rich and deep and sort of really quite porky, this probably isn't the ramen for you. I don't mind it. I certainly don't think it's as good as the other places that I've been that are in that similar sort of level. It was very light though, and I think that went well with the lobster. The main challenge that I found was that they cooked the lobster, chopped it in half, and then sort of put it on the top. And I am no chopstick expert, and I found it really, really tough to get the lobster meat out of the lobster shell. I think it would have been better if they'd have done it in the similar way that they did while I was at Bokan, which is where they had the lobster still in the shell, but they had removed the meat and then put it back in already sliced, so it was really easy to pick up. I think it would be much, much better for this one, particularly for the people who came in who weren't good chopstick users like myself, to be able to just be able to pick the lobster meat out of the shell and eat it like that. The egg was super nice, really nicely cooked, so just past soft boiled, so it was mostly solid, and all the other things that you got with it, so the onion and there was some nori in there as well, which added some nice umami. So all in all, I thought it was nice. Was it £12 nice? I think it probably was, allowing for the fact that it had lobster in it. Is it worth 19? I think probably not. I would rather, I think, walk further into Soho and go to somewhere like Tonkotsu, which is probably only 5 or 6 minutes walk away from Piccadilly, and have their stuff, which is sort of £8 or £9 off the top of my head, I think. Much better value for money. This is certainly not twice and a bit as good. I ate that and I wasn't particularly full, to be honest. Normally when I eat ramen, one bowl of ramen is enough for me and I'm sort of sloshing on my way out. But the portion here was relatively small. Just bear that in mind, that if you do go, the ramen is probably not the only thing that you're going to want to eat. So I tried a couple of other things. I tried yakitori, which I'm a big fan of meat on sticks. So I tried the yakitori duck, which was one skewer. And that came with quite a nice sort of fairly sweet plum sauce, but also came with a little box of dust, which was sort of lemony, potentially yuzu, I think it might be. A little bit spicy, but not particularly, but certainly added an extra dimension to the duck. And I thought the duck was perfectly cooked. It was sort of a medium rare, so a little bit pink on the inside. And then the outside, the glaze was really nicely caramelized. And then after that, I also ordered the pork gyoza. and I thought these were really good. I don't think they are quite up to the standard of the ones that I had at Roca. I think these ones were not quite as good as the ones that I've had at Roca, and the sauce I don't think was quite as good. It was a little bit more plain and didn't quite have the bite that the one at Roca has. So all in all, my bill came to about £20, maybe a little bit more. And so that was for three things for lunch, and I definitely left full. I probably could have just had one extra thing and that would have been fine. Would I go there again? I think I would. It's a nice place just off Piccadilly, so very easy to get to. It's not somewhere that you go to for a cheap lunch. They have a very impressive cocktail selection and a really nice selection of sakes as well. I think if you're going for somewhere a little bit more traditionally Japanese, certainly with regards to layout and menu choice, I think this is quite a good place to try. I thought the service was really good. There were a couple of people who took care of me really well. So that's my review of Sakagura. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any comments or queries or suggestions, please let me know. You can find me at www.tibblenibbles.com, or you can email me tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at tibblenibbles, which is TibbleNibbles. If you found this podcast on iTunes or on Acast, please rate and review. Please share with your friends. I would love to get this podcast out there a little bit more. So thank you very much for your time listening to this, and I will speak to you next time, where I went to Bartolzino down near London Bridge Station.